One group that may make a difference in the presidential election are Native Americans. The National Congress of American Indians has attempted to sign up 1 million new voters. Indians have already made a difference in close elections in several states, but while many are pushing hard to get them to the polls, others worry about what might happen once they're there. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports on a 14-state effort to protect Native Americans from intimidation at the ballot box.
Tune into any tribal radio station, and you may well catch one of many ads beckoning Indians to the polls.
Are you registered to vote? The National Congress of American Indians Native Vote 2004 campaign reminds you that in many key races for state and national offices, Native voters can make a difference if we turn out in force November 2nd.
Olena Village Center tried to exercise her right last June. The Standing Rock Sioux tribal elder went to vote in South Dakota's special election for the state's congressional seat. When she got to the polling station, an election official stopped her and asked to see a photo ID.
And before that, they never did ask for our IDs. You know, I felt embarrassed. I looked around and everybody was looking at me like, I don't know, I just walked out.
The IDs were part of a new state law, but Village Center could have voted if she'd signed an affidavit. No one at the polling station told her the option. Some voting rights advocates say dozens of Standing Rock residents were turned away that day. Brian Pearson is involved in the Native Vote 2004 Election Protection Project for Wisconsin. Pearson says in this battleground state, the Indian vote can decide the dead heat race between President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry.
It's entirely plausible. It could easily come down to a few thousand votes, and the Native vote in our state is tens of thousands.
After that, and it's just important to make sure we have somebody at every polling place that knows the law.
Voter protection training's already underway, such as this workshop being coordinated by the Kerry Edwards campaign in Middleton, Wisconsin. Roughly 60 attorneys sit shoulder to shoulder in a conference room as a presenter briefs them on suppression tactics and election law.
I really don't think there'll be broad spread efforts, but we're going to be there if something does happen.
Heather Don Thompson's a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and national coordinator for the Election Protection Project. She says the National Congress of American Indians and the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights have recruited roughly 500 staffers, tribal attorneys, and volunteers to help safeguard Indian voters in 14 states.
People are very cognizant of how organized the Native vote is right now, and they're very concerned. So it is in their best interest to scare us, to misinform us about what the rules are on voting on Election Day, because if they can get just one, two, three, four of us per polling precinct to stay home, they can win the election.
Although the efforts billed as nonpartisan, Native Americans have historically leaned towards Democrats. That fact hasn't escaped others who crave voter support from Indian country. Randy Frederick is chairman for the South Dakota GOP.
We've set up some service centers. We are doing a better job of outreach to the reservations. I believe that our voter registration is up, and we're working hard on absentee ballots, the early vote process, because now that we are starting to get our message out, you want to see how it plays.
But Republicans have been on the defensive over tactics used during the 2002 Senate race, which some tribal advocates say drove away Native voters. Frederick dismisses criticism that ID requirements and similar measures intimidate Indians.
It's very law and order. It's a good philosophy on how the process should run. But some people try to portray that as being anti-Native American, and I just don't understand that.
Many tribes expect to flex their voting muscle, despite concerns over voter suppression. The Navajo Nation, comprised of 300,000 members, has rescheduled its tribal elections to coincide with the national elections in an effort to capitalize on voter turnout. The reservation straddles New Mexico and Arizona, two states that can play into a presidential victory. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.